The commission has distributed direct data capture machines, that is the computers and the laptop computers and peripherals that will be used to capture the biometrics and photographs of registrants that would eventually take place in the elections in all the states of the federation. In fact, we began the next phase of training of trainers. Like I explained before, the commission has distributed the direct data capture machines, that is the laptop computers and their peripherals that will be used to capture the biometrics and photographs of registrants nationwide. In addition to the distribution, the same machines were used to train trainers that would train members of the National Youth Service Corps who would now register prospective voters from the 15th of January to the 29th of January this year.
With regards to the training, when will the training end ahead of the voter registration exercise?
Yes, we are expecting that the training should end about a few days to the exercise. Like I've explained, we have done the second leg of the training. The first one was that of the master trainers, or the trainers workshop, which we have done. We have not trained the next batch of trainers, and this next batch of trainers are now going to train members of the NYSC, and that will take any moment from now to a few days before the voter registration exercise. The idea being to familiarize members of the NYSC who will do the voter registration exercise with the machines. We want them to have a hands-on practice, constant hands-on practice for a number of days with the machines. And if there are challenges, we overcome them ahead of the voter registration exercise. That's the essence.
Is the commission pleased with the work of its progress ahead of the 15th of this month when voter registration begins?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, all of us that partook in the training filed our reports regarding our observations of the various trainings, which we did simultaneously across the nation. And we noted a number of challenges, and we are working very hard to overcome the challenges. The commission has worked on the prospect that a certain number of registrants would be registered over a period of time, and we are working on making sure that is done, so that by the end of the day, about 70 million Nigerians would have been registered to vote in the 2011 general elections.
Recently, some equipment were stolen from the airport that belonged to the Electoral Commission that had been imported into the country. Now, will that negatively impact your work, or you think you've taken measures to address those concerns?
Yes, it won't impact negatively on our work, because first of all, as at the time the theft occurred, the machines had not been configured. The software that is to be used for the voter registration exercise has not been configured into the laptops. And the number of laptops stolen were infinitesimal. They were very minimal. Only about 20 were stolen, and 16 were recovered. And immediately the security agencies, apprehended those that stole the laptops and took them to court. And the commission has also taken measures to secure all the laptops that have been distributed all over the country, so that we don't have a repeat of that ugly situation. We want to stress that the theft does not in any way affect the registration exercise, but the commission is not resting on its hours. It is making sure that such an ugly situation does not repeat itself, and the security agencies have assured us that they will secure them.
So you've taken measures to address these concerns so it wouldn't happen in the future. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. We are working in tandem with the security agencies. As you are aware, recently a security consultative forum was set up where we meet with all security agencies with a view to nipping in the bud cases of violence and cases of theft as occurred recently. The idea is to make sure that such things do not happen again and that the confidence reposed in the commission by Nigerians and members of the international community is further reinforced rather than being undermined.